Hit it. Welcome to the Barrel Rollers podcast for the week of August 23rd, 2009, episode 22. Cody's a 35-year-old fat and depressed gamer. Hi, I'm Cody.
Hi, I'm Nick.
And this week we got a lot to talk about because we had Gamers Con in Germany, and then we had BlizzCon over in, I think it was LA, somewhere over in that giant state of California. And we have a lot to talk about from both of them. So let's jump right into it. I think biggest announcement of this week is that the PS3 Slim was finally announced. So the PS3 Slim, it's about, I don't know, two-thirds the size of the original PS3. It's got 120 gig hard drive, but I think the biggest part is the fact that it's $300. Not only did they come out with a new system, but they also dropped the price lower to the lowest a PS3 has been before. This is amazing.
So do you think it'll get more people to buy them?
See, that's the thing, is that I feel like the people that who already wanted a PS3 have them. And I feel like really the only reason to buy one now is like if you want a Blu-ray player, because it's been proven that it's one of the best Blu-ray players out there, if not the best. And for $300, I mean, with all the stuff you get, not to mention a Blu-ray player, gaming console, all the multimedia functions, it's worth it. But if you already own a PS3, there is no point.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I don't think that there's a point if you already have a PS3. But, like, once again, I mean, Sony comes out with a slimmer version of an old product, and I don't know. Now, I think the biggest – I don't really think the Slim is the biggest thing here. I think it's the price. And now the same price as the 360 Elite and only $50 over the price of a Wii. So.
Yeah. Just some notable features of the new PS3 Slim. You can no longer boot into Linux. There's no longer a export – there's no longer optional boot. You will always boot into the Sony system. They reduce the amount of power it takes to compensate for heating issues. And it no longer has the glossy, like, shiny black finish on top of it. It's got the same look as the original PS2 did, which I kind of like. But – one thing that I found interesting is the fact that every time they've had a hardware refresh on the PS3, they've always had different letterings, and the lettering on the new one is the same as it was on the old PS2. So I feel like this is kind of Sony's way of saying, yeah, we're back.
Yeah, I agree. Do you think the new lower price point is going to get more people to buy it, though?
See, that's the thing. Like I said, I feel like that people who already wanted a PS3 have one. I feel like people who are going to buy them now are either going to buy them as a secondary console or Blu-ray player.
Yeah, good point.
Because like there are definitely a lot of games, especially ones coming out, that I would love to play on the PS3, but I just don't have the money. And I feel like if I did have the money, $300 is definitely a better price point for me to buy a secondary or tertiary console at.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll see. Now that it's much more competitive with the other two systems, we'll see how it stands out into the market.
And also with the PS3, the PS3 Slim, there will be no backwards compatibility. And the reason why they say that is because they feel like it's almost been out for 3 years. It has a decent library. And really, anyone who wanted one for backwards compatibility probably already has a PS2 by now. I mean,
I can't believe it doesn't have backwards compatibility, though. I mean, with the PlayStation 2 pretty much invented backwards compatibility for a console, it really, really amazes me that they didn't put more effort into making it backwards compatible with PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 1 games.
I do agree with what they say there here, though, and that the fact is that it's been out for 3 years, and really, they have a decent library now that they really don't need backwards compatibility as a selling point to buy one.
Yeah, but still, I mean, people have a huge library of PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 1 titles, mostly PlayStation 2, and I don't know, I don't think those people want to still have both their PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 3 sitting there when they could just have one of them.
I find it very interesting that we've been talking about backwards compatibility and price, and size has not come into the conversation yet. I really don't think size matters as much as people think it does.
No, I don't think it does too, because technology is so great now that you can shrink anything to pretty much any size you want. It's
Yeah.
not really that. It's not that impressive as it was years ago. Like, I don't know, when the GameCube first came out, remember how amazed everybody was that they could fit all that power into a little box?
Yep, and then they went and reinvented it and put it into the Wii.
And put it into the Wii, exactly. So yeah, I don't think size is that big of a thing, but then again, we should talk to Microsoft about that.
Yeah. Man.
The 360 is by far the biggest console on the market because it's like a PC.
No, you know what? I honestly don't think the size of the 360 is the worst part of the console. I think it's the size of the AC adapter. I mean, you could commit manslaughter with this thing.
You could cook like four hamburgers on that thing. Like,
Actually, no, the new versions don't heat up.
oh.
So,
Well,
I mean,
there goes my idea for the 360 slash hamburger grilling fest.
Yeah. And speaking of hamburgers, and grills, the new PS3 Slim actually still looks a little like a George Foreman grill. Not as much as the original PS3, but that is not the point. So PS3 will be shipped. It'll be shipping everywhere on by September 11th. The rumors are that it will actually be shipping in the United States in 2 days on the 25th. And what's even more interesting is when they came out, they said the price is going to be $299 everywhere. So for the you the if you're in the US, it's $299 US dollars. If you're in Britain, it's 299 pounds. I mean, if you're obviously somewhere in Europe, it's going to be 299 euros. Wait, do they even still use pounds in Britain?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Euros become the standard all of Europe,
Okay,
so.
so if you can find a PS3 for £299, you're probably living in the past. On to the 360. 360 is 360 Pro gone. They're getting rid of the 360 Pro. They are taking the Elite. They are dropping it down $100 to $300, effectively replacing the 360 Pro. But one problem is that the 360 Elite will no longer come with the HDMI cable or component cables. It will only come with composite. And I really think that they're shafting people. I really think if people who are going to spend $300 on a console are really into gaming, and if they don't have an HD TV by now, they probably should get one.
Well, I think it was one thing when these consoles first launched, and I mean, not everybody really had HD TVs, but within
Right.
the past 3 or 4 years, many more people have picked up on the HD TV fad,
Yeah.
and I don't know. I agree with you though. I definitely think it's kind of shafting the customers who are buying a 360, expecting to go home and plug it in on these gorgeous HD TVs and being pretty disappointed.
Yeah. And I actually got into an argument with one of my friends about this, and he's like, well, it's $300 and only 40% of the gaming community actually has HD TVs. And it's like, yeah, okay, 40% might have HD TVs, but how many percentage of people that own Wiis that don't even play them have SD TVs? I mean, you really can't count them. I feel like hardcore gamers are ones more likely to have HD TVs and the ones more likely to actually buy this. So I really think it's a bad idea not to sell it.
Well, I mean, yeah, you can get into a whole nother argument though, asking why even the Wii doesn't come with the component cables out of the box.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's a whole thing. Like, should consoles come with the cable in order to show the best picture quality possible? I think it should because it shows off what the console's capable of.
Right. Well, here's the other thing is that the 360 Pro came with component cables, and it's like, okay, we're dropping the price of the Elite down $100, and all you're gonna get better is a twice size hard drive. It comes with a 120 gig hard drive, which but it doesn't come with component cables. And yeah, you can get an HDMI cable online for $10, but it's the fact that it doesn't come with the system, and you have to go out of your way to get one that really pisses me off.
Yeah, the fact that, I mean, I think it should, if nothing else, at least ship with the
Component.
component cables.
Yeah.
There was like, they had, for a while, they had like this component slash composite cable hybrid
That's what
that
I got.
60s would ship with. Yeah, That's what I mean. At the very least, 480p is something that many people's TVs can at least obtain, you know? As long as it's not an analog TV, you can do 480p. So.
And today's episode would not be complete until we have a PS3 story, a 360 story, and then the occasional Wii bashing. So the fatality sensor was actually explained. I don't know, was it, what's his name, Nick?
Iwata.
Yeah, Iwata was at a Q&A conference, and he finally gave some explanation as to what the vitality sensor is planned for. And he's like, well, we've had this idea for a couple years now, and the entire point of it is, well, our point of it, Nintendo's point, is to calm people down. So if you're in a busy day, you want to come home and calm down, we play some music for you, you know, do some pictures up there. And if you're having trouble sleeping, you know, just we'll help you sleep, calm your mind. I don't get it. Nick, can you please explain this to me? Because I still don't get it.
Well, all right. I'm not gonna lie. When I first saw the vitality sensor, I laughed as hard as pretty much everybody else did. It seemed like a really, like, why do I need to have a pulse meter on a video game system? But then I started thinking about it a little bit more. Nintendo's always been known for trying to do something different than everybody else. And I think this is another step in that direction. And I don't think it's a matter of more of the peripheral. I think it's more of a matter of what types of games they make to go with it. And if they can think of a cool and new application, I mean the Wii has always been about immersion into games. And I think if they can figure out a type of game that could actually benefit from knowing your heart rate, I think it could be pretty cool. Like a survival horror game, for instance. I remember talking about it. I kind of like that idea where the game can detect your pulse and stuff like that, and it can know when you're really freaking out. It can know if you're not being scared. If you're surrounded by enemies with only a couple bullets, your heart's going to start pounding as you try to run the hell out of there. I think it could be a cool little implementation. It, like I said, it's not a matter of the peripheral, it's a matter of how it's used. If it's used dumb, then it's just going to be known as some stupid other peripheral. I mean, Nintendo's notorious for making peripherals, and like some of them have really good applications, and some of them are just pointless and stupid.
Rob.
So, like Nintendo, they had a fun fest with peripherals on the original Nintendo. The original Nintendo has so many different peripherals. It's incredible. But it almost seems like the Wii is going in that direction too, because there are quite a few Wii peripherals out there. Like I said, it's not a matter of the peripheral, it's just a matter of how it's implemented into games. And if they can convince me that, yes, this game benefits a lot from using it, then I can understand where they're coming from.
But I don't understand, like, you're playing a game. I mean, most games require movement on the Wii. How, I mean, there has definitely been issues with the cable on the nunchuck to the Wii. How is this not going to differ? I mean, not only is one hand moving, but the other hand's going to have to move to compensate for the amount of cable that's on this coming from the Wii remote to your finger.
It's
Not.
a good point, but like, how much do you really move the controller playing the Wii?
Depends what
Like,
game.
for any game, I mean,
When I play Wii Sports, you better not be around me because I will
yeah,
hit you in the
except
face.
for like a select few games like that, most games don't require you to do much more than either like spin the controller or shake it a little bit or move it forward or like nothing is really. Not that much is really like over the top full body gestures. So like I think that's a very good point, but I don't think it's going to be that much of a problem for a lot of games.
Okay, here's my next point is that most games use the Wii Remote and the Nunchuck.
They'll probably just do a run through like they did with the Wii Motion Plus.
Well, looking at this picture, it doesn't look like that's going to be possible.
Well, if you look at the picture, though, it doesn't show you what's going on underneath. But I mean, then again, you do have a point because How are you going to have that thing
Exactly.
clamped to your finger and hold a nunchuck at the same time, even if it was possible?
Exactly.
Like I said, it all depends on what game they make. It's definitely within the realm of possibility. Like I said, it depends on what kind of game they want to do.
Now, here's what I said earlier in the pre-show, and that is that I feel like Nintendo's target audience is China and Japan and that sort of eastern part of Asia, and that the only thing they ever think about is like medical stuff and how healthy they are. And I feel like with all of the Wii Fit and Brain Age and Vitality Sensor, I feel like they're really trying to impose their own culture through this system.
Well, I don't think imposing a culture that's healthy is necessarily a bad thing, but I don't really see that as, I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that just because I don't think it's more of a move to impose Eastern
That's
culture
not what I'm
on the
saying. That's not what I'm
West.
saying.
I think it's more of a way to attract people to games that wouldn't have normally played games, like people that are out more outdoorsy type. Like, not that many people I know that are really outdoorsy types sit down and play a lot of video games afterwards. So I think it's more of a attempt to try to attract a crowd like that.
Yeah, but I mean, I never said that. What I meant by imposing was that I feel like they are making these systems for the Eastern Asian market, and selling them in America is not really where they should be selling them.
I don't think I agree with you on that. I don't see what about these consoles. I mean, the Wii is selling like hotcakes in America. I don't understand
It is?
how you think, well, at least it was for the first few years, and now that everybody has one, it's not selling like hotcakes anymore. Like I said, I don't, Nintendo's made so much money off of the Wii in America. I don't understand why you think that it's being so targeted to Eastern audiences that Western audiences don't even want to hear it. Because they obviously do. I mean, it's still neck and neck of being one of the, or being the top selling console of this generation.
This argument is going nowhere. But okay, let's get back to the vitality sensor. Really, I don't want to wake up in the middle of the night if I'm trying to go to sleep and play turn on a video game console to calm me.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe you don't, but there's a lot of people out there that probably do. And I don't think like a relaxing game is definitely not a game targeted towards a hardcore audience, but it is something that people will look at that don't usually play games and people might think is a good idea and want to buy it.
You know, here's the other thing is that I really think that what really stresses people out is like where they live. I mean, if you live in an urban environment, turning this thing on and listening to music is not going to help the sirens, like cancel out the sirens that are coming from down the street or the
Well,
gunshots.
I don't think that that's what it's intending on doing. I think that's just taking it a little bit too far.
Okay.
All
We'll move on.
right.
So it's been proven that the Xbox 360 has a 54.2 failure rate. Nick, go.
That is really, really, really bad. It's followed in second place by the PS3 with a 10.3% failure rate, which isn't even close to 53.2%. And then the Wii is behind that at 6.8% failure rate. I don't even know what to say other than back in the day of cartridges, this wasn't an issue like this is. It's ever since we moved to moving parts within consoles that we've started to have problems.
I honestly don't think that is the problem with these consoles. I honestly think it's a heat issue. Because, I mean, especially with the 360, the Red Ring of Death has been notorious for melting. The Red Ring of
But Cody, what in order to have a disk-based system, you need to have ventilation. Cartridges don't need nearly as much ventilation as a disk does. So it is tying back to the fact that it is a disk-based system.
So what you're saying is that the main point of the main problem from Heat is the disc.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
I don't think so.
well,
I mean, I can tell you right now that the reason why I sent my Wii in for repair is because the Wi-Fi was on 24/7 and melted my graphics card.
I'm just saying, I mean, as far as it was back in the day with the N64 and the NES and stuff, you never had all these extraneous problems to worry about. It was never, could it be this, could it be this, could it be this? It was always, it's just a cartridge in a system. There was no menus, there was no extraneous features. It was just the game you stuck into it. And I think ever since we've gone to like these, we've gone from video game consoles two generations ago to these huge multimedia machines that we have now with the 360, PS3, and Wii. I think it's a reason why they're failing more than ever.
I just want to say this, you cannot call the Wii a multimedia machine, but that's not the point. So what you're saying is that 360 from just running, I don't know, stuff off my flash drive is going to make it overheat? Because
Oh,
I
I didn't say that. I didn't say
what?
that, but I don't think that running stuff off of flash drives is what is causing 360s to overheat.
You know what it really is? It's the way they built it. It's because they put so much horsepower in there. And I mean, in the old days, I mean, these huge AC adapters on the 360 really plugged in way too much power. And one of the reasons why that mine doesn't overheat is because I got one of the newer consoles in which they limited the amount of power that goes in it by 50 watts. I really don't think it has to do with the disc. I really think it has to do with the amount of power they were chugging into these things.
Right, but like they probably had needed that extra power for something. I mean, I'm sure they wouldn't just be like, oh, all right, we're just gonna run as much freaking power into the console as we possibly can, and then like I don't know, we'll see if it, we'll hope it doesn't overheat. Like I'm sure they wouldn't be running any more power into the console than they needed to,
Well, I
and
don't know.
I'm sure if they made a smaller AC adapter that doesn't allow as much power to come in, I bet the system's also modded so that it doesn't need that much power.
Yeah, but how would you? I don't know.
All I'm
I don't.
saying, all I'm saying is that it seems to be more of an issue this gen failure of systems seem to be more of an issue this generation
Oh
than it
yeah,
ever
no
has
doubt.
been before. So I just don't, I don't know. It seems to me that something needs to be done if we're gonna continue. All right, oh, well, here's another thing I wanted to bring up too. As far as moving parts go, I think that it's the biggest reason why these consoles are failing, because with moving parts comes things smashing into each other, things wearing out, like you know what I mean? Like things can wear out and stuff when you have moving parts. Things don't really just wear out, or they don't wear out nearly as fast if nothing inside is moving around. I think it's only this issue, though, it might only be an issue not that much longer, because once consoles make a jump from disk to all memory-based gaming and stuff like that, other than hard drives, which still have moving parts,
No, not all of them.
not all of them, but
Most of them.
other than like that flash memory, maybe flash memory is going to improve in the next few years. I don't really know, but I think eventually we're going to phase consoles back out of moving parts, and we're not going to have this problem so much anymore. But I mean, like I said, I'm trying to predict the future here. I mean, I don't really know. It's just, it seems to me that ever since consoles went disc-based is when we're starting to have more and more issues with them. Not that there weren't any issues, but I bet you couldn't find a console prior to the PlayStation 1 era that has had higher than like a 2% failure rate up until now.
I don't even think they kept track of that back then.
Yeah, but like, I mean, you never heard of people being like, oh man, my N64 broke again. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't really that widespread of an issue.
My
And when
N64 broke.
right, but when it broke, it wasn't like, oh, I just bought this system like 6 months ago and now it blew. I've had this system for 5 or 6 years and now like the cartridges won't read
I'm
anymore.
trying to think. I think I might have had mine for 8, and then I plugged it in one day, and it didn't work. So I brought it to school and beat the shit out of it. That was fun.
So yeah, I think we're going too far.
Just a little bit. Next story is that the CEO of Activision was questioned on why he is putting so many. You know, they've been making these sequels to Guitar Hero, Call of Duty, and Tony Hawk, and people have been wondering why he's trying to milk them. And he says that his user base actually prefers sequels to old games instead of newer games, new IPs. And yeah, I think me and Nick both agree that sequels are a good thing, but not when you put four out in the same freaking year.
Yeah, there's sequels and then there's milking sequels.
Yeah.
Sequels are like,
Mario
oh,
Galaxy.
yeah, exactly.
That's a
Sequels are like
sequel.
Mario Galaxy or like Metroid Prime 2 or like even like the fact that more Zelda games are coming out. Those are all sequels. Like that's
Yeah.
a good thing, but
Guitar Hero Metallica, Guitar Hero 5, Guitar Hero Van Halen, Smash Hits,
Guitar Hero is like Jaws 4. Like, really? Like, Jaws 4? Why would you want to watch anything beyond maybe Jaws 2? Like,
No,
why? Like,
no.
that's what you call milking a
No,
franchise.
Guitar Hero is like Friday the 13th.
Or Friday the 13th. But yeah, everybody still goes to see them, even though there's like 40 million of them.
I don't think I've seen one.
They're good.
Okay. But seriously, I mean, how many sequels do you need to make to milk something? I mean, okay, it's one thing if they didn't have downloadable content, but the fact that they do and they're just not trying to improve it, I think it's really pissing everyone off.
Yeah, we've talked. I don't want to put this to keep talking
Yeah.
that much more about this because I mean we've discussed this to death. But I definitely agree that Activision should start looking into some new franchises.
It just makes me sad. Okay, next one is that GameStop's profits are down 36%. Nick, can you think of any reason why their profits would be down?
I think it's more due to like the online downloadable games market. I
Really?
d definitely think I mean I don't think that accounts for all 36% of it, but I think that's definitely part of it.
So the recession and the fact that no new games have come out in the past like 6 months have nothing to do with it.
Well, I think plenty of new games have come out in this last 6 months. Maybe not huge games, but plenty of
Okay,
new.
think of two that have come out in the last. Okay, let's do 3 months because that's the quarter.
Well, I'm just saying, Wii Sports Resort, Batman Arkham
That
Asylum,
doesn't count because that
Infamous.
wasn't last quarter.
All right, Wii Sports Resort, what was it?
Exactly.
Guitar Hero, whatever, Guitar Hero Smash
Yeah,
Hits.
see, even the fact that you can't remember what Guitar Hero came out is the exact point that they need to stop making them.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I think that the fact that I mean that's a good point, but I think a bigger point is the fact that so many people are downloading games now.
I don't think downloading games is as big as you think it is because you can't really download full-fledged games on consoles. Yes, you can download them in the 360 after the new update, but you can't download current games.
Right, but I mean, WiiWare and Xbox Live Arcade, and being able to even download more simple games right at your fingertips, I think might be affecting them too.
By the way, I got Splosion Man, and that game is awesome.
Nice.
But that's not why we're here. I really think it's the fact that no new games have really come out in the last like quarter, 3 to 4 months that are really worthwhile buying right then and there.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, like, how long has GameStop's profits been down like this?
Oh, I don't know. I think it said it dropped. No, it dropped 36%, I think, from last quarter, and it was just 3% year over year.
Huh. Well,
So
then maybe it is just a bad month in games, but I mean, if profits continue to be down like this, then we can attribute it more to a more widespread thing like downloadable games or online buying and stuff like that.
I really think that it's the amount of games available and the worthwhile of buying. And I really think that with all the amount of games that are coming out by the end of the Christmas se by the end of the this year, that this quarter, not only with the amount of games coming out and the recession so-called turning around, we might see the best Q4 of vi any video game year.
Yeah, I think it's definitely possible.
I mean, very likely. If the recession truly is turning around, then yeah, you could easily see this being one of the best Q4s ever. But
I think there's quite a few good games coming out this quarter, so.
you got Arkham Asylum, you got Scribblenauts, you got Brutal Legend. I mean,
Yeah,
there's three
Brutal
awesome ones
Legends.
right there.
You got Rock Band The Beatles,
Yeah, that one too.
Guitar Hero 5 and Guitar Hero Van Halen, which regardless of how milked it is
People are
gonna
gonna buy
be,
it.
people are gonna buy it. You've got the new Super Mario
Yeah,
Brothers,
you got DJ Hero.
DJ Hero. I mean, I think it's gonna be a pretty crazy
I think I heard
Q4, so.
that Knights of the Old Republic, the MMO, might be getting released by the end of the year.
Yeah, that's a PC game, so yeah, definitely. And you got a Wii Republic Star Wars game coming out.
Yeah, and you got the Call of Duty. Completely forgot about Call.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare, that's probably the biggest
Did
one.
you hear that? Did you hear that Modern Warfare 2 might be the most sold game of all time?
I wouldn't put it past it because the original Modern Warfare had such a following, it's ridiculous.
Dude, it's
So
already got it. It's rumored at all GameStops across America. It's rumored to have over 650,000 pre-orders.
well, unless I definitely agree. I think it's going to be pretty massive. I mean, everybody and their mom played the original Modern Warfare, so like,
My mom didn't play it.
really?
Yeah,
Huh.
I
Well,
had it for
she's weird.
I had it for PC though.
I definitely think that a lot of people are going to be investing in that. Just because of the following that the first one had, I think everybody is going to be playing Modern Warfare 2.
And it makes me sad because it's such overpriced.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? What else do we have, Cody?
Okay, so we're gonna get off economics and go to BlizzCon announcements. At BlizzCon, if you don't know, that is Blizzard's big conference that hails all World of Warcraft, Diablo, and StarCraft games. So basically, what they announced that they showed off some gameplay footage of Diablo 3 and StarCraft 2, and people really liked it. But what they really announced that what I assume people are really going to love is a new World of Warcraft expansion because we needed another. It's going to be called Cataclysm. And you know what? I don't know when it's going to be announced. When it's going to be out, but it was announced, and I can safely say that I will probably have friends dropping out of college because they didn't go to class.
Yep, definitely can see it happening. This is what, the third expansion pack?
Fourth, I think.
Fourth, they
Yeah.
had Burning Crusade. Then what was the last one that they did? I don't know.
The one that came out last November was Wrath of the Lich King, but I'm pretty sure there was another
Yep.
one between them.
Yeah, there might have been. I mean, I'm not really much of a follower, but I know people that are diehard World of Warcraft fans. So
Yeah.
like, I'm sure, yeah, I definitely agree. I can see a lot of sleepless nights ahead for World of Warcraft players.
And I'm pretty sure World of Warcraft is the leading cause of high school, sorry, college dropouts. It wouldn't
Yep.
surprise me. Would not surprise me.
Wouldn't put it definitely beat pot over
Yeah.
or
Well,
really
the
pot
reason.
and alcoholism for dropout rate.
No, because you can get high and drunk and still go to class and actually know what you're doing. But I've had people who like we carry laptops in class. Like literally, one of my teachers said, "Put your laptops on the floor or put your laptops away." So one of my friends sitting right next to me, put his laptop on the floor and played WoW with his feet.
Wow, that's pretty bad.
Really bad. Yeah, it's that bad. But you know what's even worse? A World of Warcraft magazine, because that is also coming out. And why? I mean, this really goes back to the bit debate we had about a month ago of why do we need gaming magazines? Are you going to have cheat codes? No, you can get those online. Are you going to have breaking news? No, it's probably going to come out once a month.
So, what kind of a magazine is it going to be, though?
I don't know. It just said it's going to be they partnered up with a big magazine like publishing system, and that it's just going to come out, and it's really going to stand out from all the other products. Like, I don't understand. Like, if you want cheat codes, you can go online. If you want breaking news about the game, you can go online. If you want updates, you can go online. I really don't understand what this is going to have to offer that is going to make you want to pay $40 a year.
Yeah,
Oh,
I don't
hold
know.
on. If you buy it for 2 years, it's only 70, so.
Well, diehard World of Warcraft players, you never know, so.
I'm pretty sure World of Warcraft players don't even understand how the U.S. Postal Service works because they're too cramped up with email inside their own room.
I don't know. What else do we have here?
Next one is that on Slashdot, apparently there was a posting about how the average gamer is 35, fat, and really depressed.
Moving on.
I mean, seriously, one word, recession.
Yeah.
That solves it everything. Yeah, you're depressed, you don't have a job, you're 35. Yeah, that's probably the average. I mean, it's pretty well known that the average gamer is between 30 and 40, not to mention that all of them are losing their jobs. I mean,
That actually kind of surprised me. I still thought the average gamer was around probably between 10 and 20.
no, dude, I wouldn't say that because if you think about it, all the baby boomers' kids are between like 25 and 40.
Yeah, that's true. And yeah, all right. I can see that, I guess.
I mean, really, we are the spawn of the end of the baby boomer era. So I really think that right about where we are is where like the population kind of drops off. I really think it's due to the amount of people from the baby boom era. Wouldn't surprise
Yeah.
me. Would not surprise me.
Huh. Interesting.
But seriously, fat, is that like stereotypical, or are they seriously saying that most gamers are fat?
Well, I mean, video, I mean, think about it. It's really not brain science. People who are really into video games don't require exercise. Therefore, they sit,
But Wii
play
Fit was
video
such a
games.
solid hit. It sold so
Yeah.
many games.
They sit, play video games and eat. So, like, it doesn't, it makes total sense that they would be fat. It's not rocket science.
Yeah, at least I fit into one of those categories.
You're 35?
I was waiting for
All right.
that. Who are you?
And
Okay, the next stuff is stuff that Nick's really gonna like. One, because the final three stories, two of them are about Rock Band, and one of them is just bashing on Guitar Hero. So let's get into them. So rumor has it that by the Harmonix is touting that by the end of the year they will have 1,000 songs and downloadable content. Now, last year they touted they were gonna have 500 by the end of the year. Everyone thought they were freaking insane. They actually managed to get, I think, about 550 by Christmas time, which is amazing. And now they have about 800 now. And they are going to be touting 1,000 songs by the end of the year. I think this is amazing.
Yeah, that's
Impressive.
yeah,
Good for you.
fantastic. I don't Rock Band is there's so yeah, I words can't describe how awesome that is and how unnecessary a million Guitar Hero games are.
You know, I really think if I'm gonna buy Rock Band, I'm gonna spend I won't be able to just spend $180 for the band kit. I'm probably gonna have to set aside like another $100 for downloadable content.
Yeah, because there's so much on. I mean, this is definitely the way to go with music games. Why do you need 100 discs when you can just buy one disc and
Play
buy
all of the
more songs
games.
for it?
Right,
It's like a
right.
never-ending game,
Yeah,
and you and
exactly.
the best part is you're not stuck with the set list on the game. You can pretty much build your own set list off the game.
Yeah,
So it's not
off
like,
download.
oh, I'm buying Guitar Hero Van Halen, I have to play these songs. You know
Yep.
what I mean? It's not, you can say, if Van Halen was on Rock Band, you could say, oh, I like these Van Halen songs, and then I can buy these songs by other bands.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
What was I gonna say? I completely forget, so we're gonna move on. And that is that there might be a Rock Band 3. Apparently Harmonix is hard at work at another game. They say it's either going to be a brand new Rock Band 3, or it's going to be another band-based game like they did with the Beatles, and that they said that they're kind of dabbing into each one, seeing which one they really like. And about freaking time, dudes.
Well, about freaking time, you say that, but Rock Band 2 has held up extremely strong ever since it came out over a year ago.
Now, the reason why I say about freaking time is because I said like 5 months ago, I'm not going to buy Rock Band 2. I'm going to buy Rock Band 3 when it comes out. And it finally,
Yeah.
it's not even, this isn't even considered an announcement. It's more like, we're thinking about it.
So I'm wondering, is it going to be more of like a minor update thing like they did with Rock Band 2, like just fix what's wrong, what they don't like about the game, and that's it?
My
Or is it
guess,
going to be a major game overhaul?
you know what my guess is going to be? It's going to be more of a hardware refresh than a software refresh.
So like new peripherals and
New
stuff.
peripherals, because there's no point in selling two different games with two different sets of peripherals, because you might buy one and realize it's not the other. So I feel like if they completely rebrand Rock Band 3 with a brand new set of peripherals, I really think that's going to be what's treasured about it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't really see how much improvement they can make on the peripherals. They're already pretty solid, but I'm wondering if maybe we're going to get another instrument. That was my biggest question. Are we ever going to see a keyboard in Rock Band?
I really think that if any of these music games go further, it's going to be a keyboard. Because seriously, who doesn't want to play some like awesome 70s sticks?
Yeah, no, definitely. Or some Van Halen on the keyboard, or like
The Who has a lot of keyboard
you
stuff.
could get into, yeah, Pink Floyd, you could get into all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I just I'm almost wondering if maybe another instrument is the direction that they're going in. I mean, I don't know for sure, but I wonder what else they could possibly add that Rock Band 2 didn't already have.
That's a very good point.
And I mean, of course, being Rock Band, all your downloadable songs are going to be compatible with it and everything.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what compatible song? What game won't have compatible songs? Terror
What's
Five.
that?
Terror Five.
Well, it will.
Okay.
Yeah.
So first of all, apparently, if you want to play your Guitar Hero World Tour downloadable content on Guitar Hero Five, you're gonna have to pay a license fee for downloadable content. License fee. And then if you download stuff for Guitar Hero 5, it's not going to work on Guitar Hero 4, which it might not seem that big to you, but if you think about it, with all the Rock Band stuff, they geared everything off the same structure. And all the downloadable content works on both games. So screw
Yeah.
you, Guitar Hero.
Yeah, I don't really know I don't really know why they would have to be made different, seeing that they're the same instrument. But I honestly, Guitar Hero 5 doesn't even tempt me a little bit, so I'm not too worried about it.
Okay, I just want to do something before we finish up here. Guitar Hero 2 came out when? September of last year? So we're coming up on a year for Guitar sorry,
Guitar Hero World
Rock Band
Tour,
2.
you mean?
Sorry, Rock Band 2. Rock Band
Oh,
2 came
Rock Band.
out September of last year. We're approaching 1 year, and ever since that came out, we've had World Tour, Metallica, Smash Hits, Greatest Hits. I mean, Guitar Hero, I'm pretty sure Guitar Hero 5 is going to come out before Rock Band 2 hits 1 year. I mean, seriously, which one seems like the better investment to you?
Yeah, and the fact that Rock Band 2 is being so well supported, I
Oh,
mean,
yeah.
you can't complain at all about the downloadable support for Rock Band.
Right. You can't.
So.
I think the only downfall with Rock Band is the pricing of the downloadable content. I kind of wish it was a little less than $2 a song.
Yeah, me too.
But I really think that's going to wrap it up. You got anything else, Nick? I think that's it.
No, I don't really got much else to say. Just,
Okay.
all right.
You want to send us an email? Do it at thebrpodcast@gmail.com. You want to go to our blog? It's thebrpodcast.blogspot.com. You want to send Nick an email? I'm not giving out your personal email. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it is at thebeast33. Have a good week.
All right, see you later.